Our five word champion of the night.
It's one of my sonnets. I call it Indoctrination for My Grandchildren. Too late to write it for my kids. They worked it out themselves. There always will be people in this life who want so desperately to share their creed and give you explanations for your life and name your truth and label all your needs and tell you who you are by what you do and claim to solve your mysteries for you. They'll analyze and criticize and teach you faiths and expectations you can't reach. Don't listen, don't be violent, don't be led, don't blindly follow idols who are dead, or worse than those who live, and use their fame to have you join their herd and chant their name and track your pathways for you. They don't know that they themselves are blinkered as they go.
Brilliant. Next up is Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Ben. I didn't know what I was going to do. Now I do. Beachcombers. Abandon ship, no time to tip out any jetsam. Demon hexes, no affixes, many boxes flipping into flotsam. Mentioned in dispatches, nature pulls no punches, one too many trenches, these western approaches. She was respectfully suggesting by weather facts forecasting, now addictively insisting you desist from further westing. I will allow my bulbous bow is dipping now and then, the bitter pill that sail and fill pumps are still again. Engines hush, decks awash through misadventure, not so posh beneath the cosh of deep midwinter. Tugs to tow, but where to go? My schedule is in tatters. Coast is clear. Okay, you steer. I'm old below the water. Now the high side is my port side above the seas in core. Tons go overboard to starboard. Lights can keep the score. Withstanding every broadside, cargo's tumbling off, smashing on the flood tide against the broken cliff. Insecticide is specified in my manifesto. Motorbikes for free, seized upon with gusto. They're not yours, wrecker's stores, too late, the ruddy gaffer. Behind the doors, silent scores, those who beg to differ. From Lime Bay to eBay, everything for sale, battery acid, wine barrels, nappies by the bale. Although well found, I'm hard aground against my will. Repeating seas with taunting ease pound against my hull. Fungicide, the headlines cried a story here at last. They'd represent a perfume scent for years before the mast. Through every pore, I feel the shore, so near my rudder stock. When light again, I'll fight again for survey in dry dock. A buoyant wind, an even trim, someday when tides are slack, I'll leave this cove a treasure trove and bid you each good luck.
Thank you, Seamus. Next is Jim Crickhouse.
Hello, so this is like a poem written backwards, like every detail in it is going backwards, and it's called A One Night Stand in Reverse. The bedroom began shrinking from an outstretched canyon of release to our bodies tangled in sheets, nerve endings crunched in a rushing riptide of blood as an arc of DNA gushed into my pelvis. My body was acres in full bloom, then shut into teeming flower bulbs and sank back into my skin as I lost all grip of him. A full moon's light drained through the window blinds. I watched his pearlescent body rise off me on strings into a silent footfall at the end of the bed. I followed him, floating in air, taking each wrinkle I'd left on his sheets. We beckoned our clothes from the floor by turning our palms. They flung and bundled over our bodies, kissing to all the way to the front door, putting out every light in the house. A taxi man paid money to take us to the nightclub, the place that people go to sober up. We kissed and kissed one last time, and that's when I felt the excitement dying. We spat cider back in our glasses, then sold them to the bartender for a fiver. She streamed the ice-cold pints up into black vacuum taps. We watched a drag queen dance on stage in gold lamé bodycon, glittering in the neon rays. She showered the crowd with tips for watching her lip sync. Finally, when he said hi and winked, it killed everything. He turned expressionless and began looking for someone. I kept my eye on the hot pink light resting on the crest of his Cupid's bow as it travelled along his jawbone. He deleted me from memory, and I felt absolutely nothing.
Thanks, Jim. Next is Patricia Walsh.
This is called Instant Mediocrity. This is a girl with a thorn in her side, gathering asunder a doctor's memories of large. Form taking over function, affordable housing, nutritious undertakings spiral up towards to effect. There were happier times, the record permitting, return to the fold a singular option. Dotting and crossing grammar as necessary. Nothing urgent to call for, no sympathy reproduced. Walking away and being met, poisoned for loving. Public transgressions proffered where it hurts. This private longing saves the cooler crowd. Happier destruction merits a finer hour. No one wanting anything else. Enough of kissing to jettison the promise of higher orders. Stop gapping when necessary, twin skins off noses, a thirsty companion laughing off the space. Balking at you, some private expectations abide, a logical step in the disastrous direction. Invading space to annoyance, interrogating the level, closing cases nevermore, plunged into realization. There's a fine art explosion, however small. Access singular, fading at will. Singular dying under the shadow of demand. Nasty hardware to those seeking a heaven. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next up is Philip Spillane.
Thanks very much. This is a new one, so please be easy on me.
Maybe.
Okay, alright, that's a warning. You are a star in a constellation, part of a silhouette of a totem. You are a star wearing the mask of a moon, a silver stone beast, a lonely traveller in the sky, a stalwart solitude, I. A moon that wears the mask of an ocean, collectively dancing, charging, colliding, cultivating, mutating, fluidly warping vastly. A clapping wave builder. An ocean that wears the mask of a tree, a symbol collector of infinite time, in its rinds, bark, seeds, roots, leaves, and even in its decay. It's a tree that wears the mask of a flying bird, slipping in the transparent currents of the air, swimming in the sky, an emigrating master of escapism, bearing the mask of a dream that is formless, lost, surreal beast, in love with its dozing deity. A dream that wears a mask of a human, an embodiment that wafts in the sea of its civilization, that are all lost, as masked, as each other. You wear the mask of a human, a dream, a bird, a tree, an ocean, a moon. You are an expert pretender. Stop pretending. Deep down you're a star. And I should see that before I blow you out like a candle.
Thank you, Philip. Can I welcome Charles Clark?
One of the great events of the last few weeks was when Ireland played Test cricket for the first time in Malahide and put up on the whole a rather decent show.
We almost did.
Yeah.
I got a century.
We thought it was good. And it was good. And I dug out an old cricket pie. Some of you have heard before, maybe. At the Parks, Oxford, for a friend of mine called Malia. The luncheon interval, the captain and the secretary passed the hat, circuiting the field. It is for Tawdy's year. The screen of trees to the north, like a great organ case in a church, faces the uplands of the pavilion. Play restarts. A lady is about to raise her binoculars by the side screen. I look over the deck chairs to the closed flap of the bar, which is now a third man. The countryside is batting carefully and will not reach 300. We lunched on venison pie and Guinness on that June day.
Thank you, Charles. Next is Ciarán McCartan.
So for the week that's in it, I'm going to say this. And I'm not really into saying a lot of things before you say a lot of things, but the idealistic concept of democracy is that you have one person and one vote, and all of this trudging all over other people's ideals lately is a bit fucking tiresome, I have to say. Bit tiresome. And even in the you have your democracy and taking the piss out of it by a lot of really corrupt politicians often. But in the concept of what that democracy is, you have one person, one vote, and I would just like to have that said before I say this for the week that's in it. This is called 8. When emigration is your state policy, outlawing abortion is manageable. Who cares how many are born? We'll have them bred to fly. And when they reach 25, we'll wave at their planes in the sky. And if they suffer on to 35, we'll sell them a sliver of pie. Market it as a slice. This is your reward for your well-thrown dice. Who will work below deck if we have killed all the shoulders before they've grown enough to be put to the wheel? Who will stand and cheer for the second tier if they've died without a chance to cry or open an eye before they could lend an ear or they could live in fear, before they could sleep at the feet of Big Jim Larkin or beg on O'Connell Bridge and dream that they heard Big Jim Harkin give this man a job and a living wage, one fitting of his gifts and his age, and wait to the welcome of a mouse wheel, a trap, a piece of cheese and a cage. And if you don't like the feel of the pavement, why don't you try enslavement? You can be the monumentous apprentice we've been waiting for. You won't get paid, but we will shout idle praise from behind a locked door and tell you what's in store if you work a little more. You're almost ready for a meeting with the careers department. It's just after the arrears department. You take your left off the M50 and you go straight up from there. And get out of our airspace, because we don't want you anymore. Don't get hit too hard by the swinging door. We gave you what we had to make your ma feel brave. She had you. Now go off and be a dad, yeah, somewhere else. For we've enough babies here. They're over there on the shelf, marked unwanted. And soon they'll be in the hands of the state, who'll serve them on a plate to a top-tiered stranger. Aye, diesel grind the herd, yeah, it's for you now. And from a distant shore it's heard not to ignore the sounds of Mother Air moaning in despair, raped at the hands of the worst, and growing once more ever wider in the girth for those not pro-life but pro-birth.
The last thing we did, I cleared the pub, do you remember?
Everybody left.
Thank you, Kieran. Next up is Seanan Leland.
How okay is it? 559th available. It's also the last available before we find out what country we actually live in. And with Kieran's poem, you know, like, you can know what it's about, but for our foreign friends who don't know, there's a very important referendum happening on Friday, and it's not just about abortion, it's about how in Ireland, women, once a woman gets pregnant, all of the rights go towards the child, so the woman's life is not taken into account at all. Mm. It all goes towards the child. It's not a matter of abortion, it's a matter of healthcare, the unborn child. Yeah. I'm trying not to take to the streets screaming when people talk so blasé, as if this is a soccer match that's played, as if it's the Premier League totting up scores and teams, while women's autonomy is kicked around so casually between tongue and teeth. This is my life you're talking about, God damn it. Have some respect. I want to clamp the men's tongues, and it is mostly men, drag it from between their careless lips, scrape it with a threadbare toothbrush till it recoils back in, reprimanded with a new knowledge of sensitivity. Having to defend one's rights is exhausting. This country is a landmine where grenades hang from every post. The space in my head for floral daydreams, ambition and admiration of Drew Barrymore is occupied with the gooey rage which pulses violently and oozes into every outlet. I am a woman full of dragons now. My throat is the landlady of tension with words held back as tenants. I'm writing Facebook statuses as if I'm addressing the UN, resisting the urge to bitch slap those with the ignorance to say, sure, if it's legal, everyone will want one. As if it's a new eyeshadow palette or the latest iPhone. Merely walking from A to B has become a march for freedom, examining the lapels of passers-by in search of an ally, seeing if they have a badge like mine. Colours and yes mean smile and respect. No and red make me boil in rage and swallow a goose-like hiss. I will my body to regurgitate up the sludge of their sanctimony right in front of them. Scratch vote yes in the hot tear, sprinkle it with glitter and go on along my way. My brow hurts from frowning at people pushing their oppression into my hand. I want to tickle them to the bridge of laughter and discomfort, so their flyers umbrella in the air and plateau on the pavement where they belong. As they thrust their syllabus into my rejecting palms, I want to wrap my fingers around their waist, entice them in a tango, twirl out their ludicrousness till we crescendo in a tap dance of compassion and understanding. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, pew! I gobble the instinct to run into Centra, grab every packet of crisps, hurl them on the floor until tinfoil bombs of sand triangles explode while I stomp around like a Sinead O'Connor T-Rex dancing on the head of Mr. Tato, enlisting him as a mascot of patriarchy. I want to knock over the newspaper stand, smear the ink of the Daily Mail on my weary face like war paint and scream, this is for Savita. I want to go live on the side of a mountain until this is over. I'll take up gardening and join a Wicca group where all we talk about is the moon, our periods and incense. There'll be no need for debates as we dance barefoot and burn sage. No need to beg for the mercy of others as we'll share a quiet understanding, an embroidery of logic and reason already braided deep within our tapestry of being.
Right, so can we have another big round of applause for everyone on the open mic? And for our guest poet, Rob Barrett.